Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should be live streaming on social media. Obviously, social media is huge. You know, getting your message out to your fans and people that follow you or your brand is important. And obviously, there's an art to it. Facebook has its own algorithms. YouTube has their own algorithms. Google has their own algorithms. So, you know, cracking that nut as far as what gets you in front of that viewer ahead of something else matters. And Facebook and YouTube live streaming is huge. We both know this.
Yeah. And everyone thinks that if you have a lot of followers on Facebook or subscribers on YouTube, but especially on the Facebook side, everyone thinks that if you have a lot of people that are liking your page, that whenever you post something, people are going to see it. And that's not true. It's pretty unfortunate, but only a small percentage of people see the posts that you just post organically. However, live streaming gets a lot of favoritism on both YouTube as well as Facebook. And so when you do a live stream on your Facebook fan page, rather than it kind of, you know, not getting any attention, not really getting seen by anyone, a lot of people will see it. If they're on Facebook in that moment, they'll get a notification saying that, hey, Aspen Grove Studios or Divi Life is live now. Click on over to watch the live stream. And so the algorithms favor live streaming big time.
Or WP the Podcast, Tim.
WP the Podcast, exactly. Yeah, we'll be going live a lot in the future.
We will be going live, and I'm going to throw this little nugget out there if you're listening. We have some really good tips about Facebook live streaming that you're going to want to tune in to one of our webinars that we have coming up. Look for our webinar starting in May and June. We're going to be doing some live webinars where we'll be talking about different WordPress-related topics. And I know Facebook live streaming is huge, so be sure to check out that episode and stuff. One of the reasons, obviously, we've already mentioned it, but algorithms favor live streaming. Don't know how long it's going to last, but right now, in the eyes of Facebook, there's a bump. As opposed to just posting a video or a post to your webpage, as Tim stated, the algorithms love it. So if you can do live streaming, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, definitely. And the next thing on the list of why you should be live streaming on social media is it's a great way to engage with your users, your followers. If you're running a client services web design business and you have, you know, some followers on your fan page, well, they don't want to just see the same stuff and over again showing off projects. They want to see behind the scenes. That's going to stick out. That's going to help them, you know, see what you're all about. So if they're a potential client that's going to hire you to build their website, they're going to be able to see what you're all about with the live stream, seeing your face, your voice. That builds trust. That builds credibility.
And beyond the engagement is the acquisition. And that's huge. And that's most important because that allows you to market to these people later on down the line as you continue to create new products, new services and stuff. And again, in that webinar live stream, we're going to go over some tactics that you can use, like pixeling and making sure that you're able to, you know, remarket to these people after the fact, even after you do the live stream and stuff. So,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say something. I was going to give you an opportunity.
Talking about acquiring users, yeah, pixeling is huge. And you've probably seen it where you watch someone's live stream or you click on a link or something, and all of a sudden you start seeing ads on your Facebook news feed from those same companies that you were just on their website or watching their live stream. And so that's what pixeling is. And if someone watches your live stream, then you can remarket to them. And that's what David was referring to. So yeah, very powerful.
All right. Well, hey, if you enjoy this podcast and you enjoy the tips and experience that Tim and I are sharing with you, head on over and subscribe to wherever you're listening to us, because that's how people find us. And we would really, really appreciate it. And we like reading them. So
you said subscribe and then you talked about reading them. So I think I'm assuming you meant talking about reviews.
And so reviews.
I was going to just jump in there and say, yeah, if you leave us a review, we would absolutely love it.
Yeah, and I mean, we read the reviews we like seeing that you're subscribed too.
Yeah, exactly.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about how being a business owner gives you freedom. Be sure to tune in. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.